This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Halloween. We are super excited.
Yeah, we are.
Making all our plans for Club Fugazi today. 11 to 1, we're doing a live secret show. Make sure you get there early. Get there on time. I think the show starts at 12, but we feed you first, and you know, you got to jockey for position in the room, and oh, can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. What's going on with the baby?
No sign yet.
No updates from home?
No.
All right.
But I didn't.
You think she's sleeping?
I think she's sleeping.
Oh, so we haven't even heard from her.
She hasn't responded to my text.
But we most definitely, even if we get you through the secret show today, we won't see you for 6 weeks
Not necessarily.
You gonna text us pictures of yourself or what? I mean, why would we? How are we?
Yeah, how would we see you?
There's a few things that I definitely have to come in for.
Oh,
yeah, and then
oh, good.
We'll talk about that later.
All right,
But I did make. Human gave me some ideas for a baby watch sounder, so here it is. So that was it. I just wanted to play it before it happened already, and I couldn't play it.
Yeah, because this is probably the only chance you have to play it.
I had it for 2 days, but it's just been sitting
phenomenal.
There.
Oh.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. Winterland. Hey, everybody. Alice in Winterland. It sold out really fast, just like we knew it would. I mean, it's John Mayer and Maren Morris at the Masonic on December 12th. It's a Tuesday night. We'll see you there.
Not only did it sell out fast, the 15 pairs of tickets I was given, I've already given them all away.
Oh. Yeah, my 15. I gave my 15 pairs away too, you said, so I'm going to need 15 more.
I mean, my people lined up. They were like, I'm ready. You got my pair. You're in. You're good. I mean, I haven't gotten the ticket yet in hand, but it'll be fine, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's 15 pairs laying around here.
My friends just snatched them right up. We're going to party strong.
Yeah. I think Yuzi would be mad, but she's getting her makeup done right now. She's saying three pairs. She just held up three fingers. that chick is mulled. She's getting eyelashes put on and still totally paying attention. And love is gonna conquer all. Oh, hallelujah!
Can I get an amen?
Amen. That's a good one. I can't wait to see her, actually. I think she's great.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number you'd be calling right now. 415 says, Justin Verlander is still with Kate Upton Hooman, so he's not available. Sorry, dude.
Oh, that's too bad. He's her fiance, right? Isn't that what we heard from another texter?
That's what the texters are saying, yeah.
Congratulations to them.
650 says, sorry, the Dodgers are going to beat the Astros tonight. All right, we'll see.
Good luck with that.
It's been a good series. Surprisingly, yeah. for not caring about either of the teams that are there, I'm actually enjoying it. 917 says, come out already, Hooman. Just be honest with yourself and own it. You'll be happier that you're gay.
He's just answering phones. He's not acknowledging that.
All right.
Crank it up. Feels good.
I'm coming out. Woo!
917 says,
Mandingo!
Hooman remembers the naked guy? 707 says,
ouch,
she's faking it. Wendy Williams.
Oh, I don't want to say she's faking it because I don't want to minimize somebody's problems that they have live on the air. But damn, if you told someone to fake it, that's how fake it would look.
But why would you? Why wouldn't you?
I know. She'll probably fake it next time, though, because she swept the country in the 5 minutes after. I mean, it happened live on the East Coast, and I don't know if they'll put it into the West Coast feed of that when it airs later, but damn.
I mean, it's worth it if you're going to get that much run.
She got some publicity.
I will drop straight on my face for this show if we're going to get that kind of run.
Oh, you're the best.
I'll do it. 510 said, you've seen me do stunts.
I have. In fact, you can see Vinny do stunts by watching the Kill Vinny movie. It's a mini movie. It's a short that we did a couple years ago. We put it up at RadioAlice.com, and on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Give it a look.
510 says, Verlander was small.
Oh, really? Let's have a look at that.
Oh, did Hooman like it?
Hooman, was it small?
Oh.
It was big. It says Hooman. TMZ says, Wendy Williams did pass out, overheated in her costume, came back to finish the show. What a hero.
Yeah, you know.
510 says, my friend completed an Ironman this year and he is blind. Anything is possible.
Oh, wow. I think the biking would be, all of it's super dangerous.
Just the changeover from one thing to the next would be difficult enough. I'm sure you've got to have people in place to help you get into your shoes or get into your biking gear. Gnarly.
But amazing.
Mm-hmm. Inspiring. Why doesn't Salad use her A word to be her alarm clock? Not in her bedroom? Get a dot. A word. The name that we shouldn't say because it makes everyone's machines go crazy.
I don't want that thing in my bedroom.
Why not?
Because it's always answering me, even when I'm not calling it. And now it glows yellow all the time with these notifications and stuff.
What does that mean? What do you mean? Like there's a box at the door of stuff you ordered?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Literally.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe I should figure out how to configure that thing. But now it's like it's always glowing yellow. And I'm like, what? I go, why are you glowing yellow? She goes, you know, you got to look on the And then, she didn't know how to explain it. So I looked. It's like, oh, you have a notification. I'm like, oh, what could that be? So I was like, lady, whose name you shouldn't say.
Was your porch filled with boxes of stuff?
It was. Oh. Read me my notifications. And she's like, your delivery of whatever I ordered is on your porch. You got to
go out your front door, right. Not your side door, your front.
But you have to tell it. Those don't just go away. Like once you pick up the package, you know, you have to make her read them to you.
That sounds convenient.
It does?
Well, if you have a delivery on your front porch, you'd like to know.
I guess so. Who knows what that thing was.
But the long and short of it is I don't want her in my room. Yeah, don't listen to me. She does listen all day.
415 says, has Hooman discussed his pirate fetish with his therapist? Considering that pirates were murderous thieves who often raped the women they would capture, it speaks volumes that he goes as one every single Halloween.
Mm-mm. Sometimes he goes as a prince. He just likes the way they look. He's into Johnny Depp, you know?
How many Star Wars nerds are screaming at their radios during the last segment?
All of them.
No, you've got it all wrong.
Well, it's not my fault that they did two cute chicks, both brunettes, that, you know, were the heroes in the two movies that came out 1 year apart in the same... I'm sorry. I totally screwed it up.
This isn't a spoiler because we don't know anything, but a lot of people are writing in saying Rey is Han and Leia's kid.
So she's the sister of Kylo Ren.
Yes.
Oh.
Which is a theory. There's a theory for you.
Yeah. Why would they hide her on the sandy planet?
I don't know. I mean, it is a movie.
True.
It's not real life.
Yeah. There'll be some reason that they can make up.
I'm sorry, Star Wars fans. I know you believe it's real life, but...
Well, we wish it was. I don't even know if I can call myself a fan anymore. I'm sure all the fans are like, you know, fan. You just mix up the movies.
Bleep you, Vinny.
Oh, God. What did you do now, Ben?
I don't know.
We just want to let our listeners be heard.
650 says, super excited for Bryn and Anita. But could Bryn make sure he puts up a regular show podcast before the secret show today?
Yeah, I will. Today's podcast. Yeah, I do that daily.
Does that every day.
Every day that
people
I'm here.
Were bitching because there wasn't one on Friday. But to that, we say, we weren't here on Friday.
Right.
I was sick. I saw a few texts about that.
Yeah.
415 says, whoever's answering the phone, we can't understand what you're mumbling.
That would be Hooman.
Yeah.
Don't tell him his job, though, okay?
Coloring him.
650 says, I wish Yuzi was my big sister. She could teach me a thing or two about men.
Yeah.
Oh, this is about, would you, at this age, sleep with someone on a first date if it went well? 707 says, no, Vinny. If I want something serious, I wait and I make him wait. I'm 47. What? Late 30s here. Every new date ends with sex, but it's like one date a month.
Oh, well.
I'm 40 and I waited till the third date. 44-year-old single mom and no sex on the first date. All right.
I don't know. I mean, If you're like, oh, this guy's hot, but I don't see a future, then you might put out. But if you're like, oh, this guy's keeper material, be like, I don't want to just be a conquest, and I want
I guess
to
my thought
know
was
me long enough to like me.
That you're not necessarily looking for a keeper.
Right. Well, if I wasn't looking for a keeper, maybe I would just put out. I was all hot and horny.
415 says, now I can't get the image of Salad and Bonnie doing it out of my
God,
head.
Oh, God, get it out of your head.
How Lannister of you two.
Oh, that's funny.
Did we check to make sure we didn't get a slightly deflated Garoppolo?
Hilarious. No. Ha ha.
415 says, Alex Smith is better than Brady. Never should have traded him away. I thought so at the time, too. 415, I like Alex Smith. You are nuts. Alex Smith threw more balls at the ground than he did into people's hands the whole time he was here.
Yeah.
You're nuts.
He's doing good now.
I like that.
But,
he's doing great. You know. And you know what? He may win the Super Bowl this year. I hope they do. Certainly not going to be my team. Hmm. So I'll root for him. Might as well. They're doing well. I think they won last night. They did. Didn't they? Or was that Thursday night? I don't know. They're doing great. The Chiefs are. Matt Castle, Vinny. Flynn was a Packers backup that went to Seattle for all the money. Yeah, it was. I mixed up two of the backups, but they're both the same story. Backups, like Garoppolo.
Right.
They have behind a great big stars. And everyone's sort of like, oh, that guy's going to be great.
He's going to be the next big
one.
And
then he goes to a team for all the money. And then flops. Mm. Castle did that, and Matt Flynn did that.
A lot of people do that.
Well, let's hope Garoppolo can play the position.
Let's hope so, because he's on our team now.
He's our new guy.
Yeah.
I was looking at some Clarky Clark pictures on the Instagram and saw what I thought was a young pic of Huey. It turns out it's John. Has anyone noticed that before?
I don't know. I have a picture of young John on there.
I don't know.
I don't believe anyone's noticed that, or if they have, they haven't pointed it out. Thanks for looking at my Instagram.
For Halloween, does Jane dress like a normal person?
Yeah, that's we're all. Is she here yet? I'm dying to see her.
No,
today.
Not yet. I don't know what her costume is, though.
I'll bet she's Little Bo Peep. She goes the exact opposite of a goth girl. She did send me some orange and black Halloween hearts this morning, though.
Oh, she what?
On the text.
You got orange and black hearts?
And a little jack-o'-lantern head.
I didn't get any of those.
Oh, what did you get?
No orange and black hearts.
Well, what'd she write to you?
Nothing today.
Oh.
Oh, burn.
Well, I guess we all know who Jane likes the best. Let me write her back.
Oh, really?
Let's keep this going.
You're going to fan the flame, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. Can't wait to see what you're wearing today.
408 says, in quotes, I'm not a period. No, Hooman, but you seem to be on one.
Period costumes, though set in another time period. Mean you're a bookworm. Hooman's, you know, we figured pirates are kind of, I mean, you have old timey, because you look like an 1800s pirate or something.
Of course Vin wouldn't sign that. He wouldn't read it either. He'd rip it up and slam the door. 408. Lame. Quick
Jane,
going back
Jane
to that same old
back.
Joke. She did?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Just more red and black hearts. Hmm. With a check mark. As in, you're right. I do like you the best. Shame.
Time is it? Oh, I have time.
You got time. tons of time. Is Hooman doing a movie review this week?
We are. We're doing Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Tommy
Igo.
Igo. Legit Tommy's coming in.
I know this is going to sound like blasphemy, but we found ourselves often bored while watching Stranger Things 2. Binge watched the whole thing in one day.
And found yourselves bored?
Yeah, they said they were bored with it.
Oh. I'm thinking about going back and watching the first three episodes again. Because you mentioned a couple things. I was like, I don't really remember that. And I had a couple drinks on Friday night. So maybe I'll go back and watch.
Yeah, I don't know why you're plowing through them so fast. You're not even enjoying it if you're going through them that quick. It sounds like you're trying to get it over with.
Just you mentioned something that I just
all the like, redheads was one of the things I mentioned, and then this new little kit, the little new little monster named after one of the three musketeers,
D'Artagnan. Yeah, no, I remember all that.
Okay,
or something else. Oh, so you watched one more? You're three in.
I'm three in, and three ended like total.
I gotta watch four right now.
Oh, I wanted to so bad, but it was, you know, 8:57 or something. Like, oh
boy,
my God,
you stayed up late.
I gotta get to bed. Yeah, well, I had a long day yesterday. You know,
yeah.
Airport run.
Sure.
Sandy's in town. Try an alarm clock app, Sarah.
Oh.
Get an app that's not the iPhone thing, and use that for your alarm.
I really just want to use the goddamn iPhone for what it's supposed to be good for. I just tried it again. You know, we looked at all the set. People are sending in all the settings. The settings are all right. I just want to be able to trust my little friend, the iPhone. That's all.
Wow, Sarah's being so mean to Bryn.
Oh, what'd I do?
Yeah.
Oh,
Sarah.
Stop it. Was I mean to you?
Yeah.
Really? Tell me how I was mean to you.
When I couldn't get my button in time, you told me you wouldn't miss me at all. Hurt my feelings.
Did it? Or was it
clearly
just...
it did.
Oh, really?
People picked up on that.
I can't believe... You know what? I swear to God, that woman is having your baby today. And this is the last time we're going to see you before 2018. Oh. But we still haven't heard from her. She's just... We hope she's sleeping and...
I'm sure she's sleeping.
But she was having painful contractions when you left this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just walked around the house the whole night.
Oh, poor thing.
Sarah, I hear if your iPhone's alarm is not working, that means you're not sending enough nudie pictures to people.
Oh, really?
That's from 408.
Well, that can't be it, since I send those constantly.
Oh, really?
You know me, Vin.
Vinny, check out the show Epically Latered. Each episode is where they are now that follows pro skateboarders. It's really good.
Oh, huh. Epically Latered?
Epically Latered.
Huh.
I will do that.
Yeah, that sounds right up your alley.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are the heroes I grew up with, pro skateboarders.
Sarah, stop ragging on A-Word. You can turn off your notifications and she won't glow yellow at you. Yeah, I got to figure out how to do that.
Happy Halloween. About Stranger Things. Is that older sister... A different actor? You mean Nancy? Nancy's the same actor,
no,
right?
They're all the same.
I thought she was the same.
Yeah.
Vin, don't watch episode 5 before bed.
It just gets better and better.
Super happy right now.
The final episode is so epic. It's unbelievable.
And you already finished it.
I know.
What were you
so
thinking?
Good. So damn good.
Just plowing right through it.
Love it. Stranger Things. I had to. Just had to.
Oh, you know what?
Let's call it here. All right. We are going to take a quick break. We're all excited about Club Fugazi. Everybody's bustling around here getting ready for the Halloween Secret Show.
Yeah.
You'll find that it's possible it'll get posted up today.
Most likely.
And it's also possible you'll be at the hospital all afternoon having a baby.
It's possible.
We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yuzette, you look beautiful.
Do I?
Yeah, you're all braided up and your eyes are
all heavily
made up. Oh, you haven't even looked in the mirror yet.
She just finished.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you're ready to go. Saw your Khaleesi
dress
out
there. Yeah, but I feel like heavy. You know what I mean?
Well,
when makeup's on your face, it's just like, oh, it's like I'm weighted down.
No, it looks fantastic.
Thank
you. Actually looks, I mean, other than the bright blue eyeshadow, it looks pretty natural. Like, it's a very nice look
on
you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go put my dress on right now.
How exciting. So we're heading over for our Halloween Secret Show at Club Fugazi.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be weird because we've got live stand-up comedy happening before the show even starts.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So the show already goes by so fast.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have, and I expect Rudy's going to just crush.
I hope so, yeah. Get the crowd all warmed up for us. Did you tell him to be really dirty because it's a secret show?
No, I suspect that he will, though.
Oh, good.
But not too dirty because Bryn has to edit.
That's true. He's got other stuff to do today, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's all about raging. Because if you don't cuss,
that's not how we rage at all.
That's not my definition of raging at all.
Hey, I wanted to say thanks to Walgreens. Still need treats for trick-or-treaters? Swing by Walgreens for great deals on Halloween tricks and treats from candy, from top candy brands, including Snickers, Reese's, Kit Kat, and M&M's. Even at the last minute, you could swing
yum,
by there.
Yum, yum, and yum.
All right, so let's get something to eat, and then we'll go over to the big show.
Okay.
All right, happy Halloween, everybody. Yay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.